Well, let's get to today's action from the World Cup. And England have just recorded a big win over Iran in the opening game of their group. The English scored 3 goals in the first half to take control at Khalifa Stadium and added 3 more after the break. It's just finished 6-2. Well, Paul Brennan has been watching that game with many fans, no doubt very excited in London. Paul, England couldn't have wished for a better start for this tournament, could they?
Now, I mean, one of the newspapers here in the UK earlier this week ran the data through one of the computer games, Football Manager, and came up with a predicted scoreline of 9-2. Well, it wasn't quite as big a difference as that, but 6-2 is pretty impressive for the first game of the tournament. Traditionally, usually a cagey affair, the first game of the tournament. You normally expect 1-0, maybe 1-all. Instead, 6-2, pretty impressive. Now, we're going to speak to some fans here to get their immediate reaction as well, because this wasn't just a sporting event. There was a lot of political overtones involved with this. Let's take a stroll over. There's a couple of people here. Let me interrupt you.
No, that's fine.
You're an Iran fan, aren't you? Even though you're wearing an England top.
No, if I'm going to be honest, as a British Iranian, I am supporting Iran and England, yeah? I am living in the community and I have to respect to both teams.
Let me ask you what you thought about Iran's performance today, the team.
It was terrible. Why? If you ask me what was the reason, it is because all these Iranian players, they've been under pressure by the government. You don't know how that pressure is. These people, these Iranian players, their family, they've been tortured, they've been in the prison, they've been, you know, under the worst pressure ever in the world.
There's been a lot of talk in the media and among activists as well about what's happening back at home in Iran, the protests, and whether the players would show solidarity. They didn't sing the national anthem, the players, did they?
They didn't, because part of, you know, the heart of this player, it is because it is with family and with Iranian people who are suffering, who are getting killed by Iranian government. You see, you know, all these Iranian player, they have a family in Iran, back home. Yeah? Yeah, they've been tortured, they've been in the prison, they've been, you know, badly behaved, you know.
And so you see that the conflict, the dilemma that British Iranians have about supporting the team, given the political situation. But if we can also speak quickly to an England fan. What's your name, sir?
Louis, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Louis, what did you make of England's performance?
It was a very good performance. God bless Iran. Obviously going through some political situations at the moment, but I think it was fantastic that England and Iran were able to play each other.
Come on, England.
I did expect England to win, obviously, with the quality of players. Iran scored 2 good goals. One of them was very good. And I hope that shows that we're a strong team for the tournament.
Yeah, because England came into this this tournament with, well, no wins in 6. And now, 6 goals in 1 game and a win. How does this sort of bode well for the rest of the tournament, do you think?
Well, when it comes to international tournaments, you never know what's going to happen. You know, Italy didn't even make it to the World Cup, for instance, so they won the Euros. But I think every team has a good chance. Obviously, there are favourites. You've got Brazil, Argentina, England, Germany, Netherlands, Spain. We'll see what happens. But, you know, underdogs can win. I'm just happy that England, they got their players on. They woke up today on the right side of the bed and they play good football, and I'm happy to see that. I would, as much as I'm happy to see us play England and Iran, I'm happy that we won.
All right, Louis, thank you very much for joining us. And you can see, the fans here. Exactly, I mean, this is the two groups of fans together.
Now he's an England fan.
Freedom, mate, freedom!
We would like to see England in
front of England. Yeah. And that's it. Back to you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Paul. Looks like the celebrations will continue long into the night. Thank you.